Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hey, news listeners, welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 26th of April, 2021. We've got the best technology news that did happen over the weekend, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Could you soon be doing away with Hey G-O-O-G-L-E? Sorry, I didn't want to say it and trip your device. Well, you could be, at least for a few commands. And it all has to do with codename Guacamole. According to the folks over at Android Police, they've actually spotted the Guacamole option in the settings in the latest version of the Google app. Apparently, Guacamole will give you the power to use voice commands without having to preface it with Hey G-O-O-G-L-E. Now, most people that are running Android 11 have discovered it already in their application. However, though, if you try to toggle it on, you can't, or at least not yet, hinting that this option might be available, or at least talked about, at the upcoming Google event next month. Now, we have heard they've been working on Guacamole since early March, though it's still completely unclear if Guacamole will become a full-fledged feature. Nonetheless, though, something definitely is going on. Hopefully, we'll know a little bit more in less than a month's time. I guess the U.S. Pentagon was feeling a little friendly over the weekend. They decided to give a little tiny little company complete control of about 175 million IP addresses. I can hear your brain exploding right now. Well, let's read on. Now, global IP systems are the ones that are managing the IP addresses. And in part of what the Pentagon is saying was a pilot effort to identify potential vulnerabilities. And they wanted to prevent the unauthorized use of DoD IP address space. Those of you unfamiliar with Global Resource Systems was actually founded in September. And when I mean September, September of last year. And with GRS, together with the Pentagon, they're running a group within the Pentagon called Defense Digital Service, which apparently is supposed to solve problems and also does technology experiments for the military. Oh yeah, the top secret stuff. As far as what exactly is being done with the IP addresses for Global Resource Systems, we don't really know and we'll probably never know. The speculation, though, is it's giving the Department of Defense information about how attackers operate online. And on top of that, maybe even misconfigurations that need to be repaired. Finally, was that tweet just so damn funny, or did it just make your day so much you think, yeah, that person needs a little, I don't know, donation or something? Well, Twitter says, yeah, you could probably do that. Maybe, at least. They're at least exploring the features that could allow tipping to be given to people on Twitter. This was actually uncovered by Miss Jane Wong. She actually shared the images via Twitter, of course, showing that Twitter could be offering a tipping button right next to user profiles. Now, apparently, when you click or tap on the button, it shows options to let you tip via Bandcamp, Cash App, PayPal, and a few others. There has been a bit of speculation in the past about Twitter having this option that's very similar to what you see like on YouTube, of course, Twitch, being able to put a little tip in the jar, shall we say. And it would make complete sense too, especially when Twitter's sub-company, Clubhouse, you know, the audio rooms thingy, it actually just introduced direct payments just this last April 5th. So it definitely wouldn't take much to bring it on over to the Twitter platform. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear it. Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show over there. Of course, the popular Mac show is there, the big show as well, and the photo show too. Check BTN on Facebook as well at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And definitely come by our BTN community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it today. Just head to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show. Back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up and the best technology news will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday. Let's get this week started off on the right foot. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.